Blog Talk Radio. God bless you all this morning. It is Friday. It is Friday. And there ain't nothing that nobody could do about it. You just go ahead and give God a praise because it's been, my God, a weekend. My God, guess what? My God, you lasted. You lasted. You're still here. We God for what he is doing, and we thank God for what he is setting up. Do you know that God is setting you up for greatness? Let me say that again. Do you know that God is setting you up for greatness? God is setting you up for greatness. One thing about God, he doesn't give us anything. You have to earn it. You have to want it. You have to go ahead and you got to press towards it. He doesn't give it. He doesn't give it to you. He's just not that type of God. But guess what? One thing that he do give you, he give you the proper information so you could begin to get it, so you could begin to grasp onto it, because he want to set you up for greatness. And I just thank God, my God, that he is setting us up for greatness. Greatness, not only spiritual, but also natural. I want y'all to catch that one. Amen. It's not all the time. It's not everything spiritual, but God wants that natural man to be glorified as well. That's what he said when he went to Lazarus, when Jesus had to sit, when he got, they sent for him to go and his brother come see about him. And his brother was dead for, I think, for about 4 days. And he said, now the glory of my Father going to be revealed. Amen. It's not only spiritual, even though it happens spiritual, but God wants to let you live naturally and the glory of God be revealed naturally as well. I thank God for the Spirit of Christ, who the head of our life. And we give honor to him. I give honor to my first lady. Amen. I thank God for her as well. And I thank God for ADM family, our family that makes up a whole, Pastor Smith, you know, all of you all, my darling, Lex Smith, and all the leaders, Minister Nita, y'all hear her on Mondays. Amen. Amen, bringing that fire word. And I just thank God, you're going to get ready to be hearing some other ones, because they ready to come out. That ministry is burning inside of them. And we just give God the glory. We give God the praise. Thanks to God, it's just a honor. It's a blessing to just come before you guys. And I'm telling you like this here, my God, is it easy? No, it's not easy. But guess what? If success was easy, that's one of the benefits that is in the kingdom. If success was easy, anybody can have it. Anybody can do it. Everybody be fine with it. Amen. But success is not easy. You're going to have to push. You're going to have to claw your way up. But at the end of the day, I thank God for our listeners that have been with us for a long time. Special ones in international, my God, Norway, United Kingdom, we thank God for you. Then our brothers and sisters in Germany, South Africa, Australia, and you know I'm not going to forget about you all over there in France. We thank God for you all as well. It's always a blessing. Keep tuning in. Amen. Remember, there's over 250 downloads that is coming from our segment. You need to make sure you requesting CDs, you requesting information. Amen. We do want give you the information and get it to you, for you to keep selling into the things of God. You got to invest into your spiritual walk, invest into your life, amen, for your life will never be changed, be the same again. Listen, saints of God, we thank God for our partners and listeners right here in the United States, California. We thank God, Nevada, Oregon. We see you, Canada. We see you as well, Tennessee, Massachusetts, Missouri, Connecticut. We thank God for you all, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Denver. Amen. We thank God for you all as well, North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee. My God, we thank God, Texas, Florida, Alabama. We thank God for you all as well, and we thank God also, New York. We thank God for you all as well, and we just bless God for each and every one of you. It is a blessing. It is a time. We just thank God, and you just got to keep on ascending in life. Amen. You keep on pressing, and you're going to see that God is going to see you through. You're not going to be like all the time, not by everybody, but guess what? That's all right. I'd rather be hated by man and loved by God. You better hear me up in the, my God, you better hear me this Friday morning. You should be ready to be hated by man, but loved by God. That's the more important thing in this life. Because if God be for you, scripture says, who can be against you? Amen. Listen, we got a Power Impact Friday. Amen. I want to make sure I get ready to open up these lines. We're going to go back and recap. We've been given some information for the last 3 weeks and then some, my God, powerful, fulfilling information for you to begin to execute on a whole different level, begin to articulate on a whole different platform, a different plane. Amen. And that's where you want to be. You want to constantly get refreshed. You want to constantly begin pouring in fresh information for you could constantly keep moving because your life keep moving. After a while, you're going to begin, you cannot go no further than the information you have in you. Let me say that again. I'm going to get ready to start preaching. I ain't trying to preach yet. We still got our prayer mother. She's going to have to come. But I want to share this with you. You cannot go no further other than what's in you. You cannot go no further, you know. So you got to get something in you if you want to keep going further. And that's what many people got to understand. You got to catch that concept. You know, once you catch that, you'll catch the revelation of I need to be poured into. Amen? Because that's the only way you're going to keep going. No one could go no further. I could care less if you're cooking something. You know, you can't go no further if you got partial of the recipe. You can't go no further. You're going to need the whole thing. You need to get more information. Amen? It doesn't matter what you're doing in life. You can't go no further than what's in you. Amen. You're looking for a job this morning. You don't exhaust all the areas you know. You can't go no further until you get some fresh tip, fresh information, fresh lead. Amen. Find another place that is hiring. You can't go no further other than what's in you. And God want to take you further. Listen, before we get ready to jump on in, we're going to bring that mother, Mother Jackson. Go ahead and lay these pillars down and prepare the way so we can keep on moving into the things of God. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Apostle Temple, this morning. First of all, I would like to say good morning, everyone. I give God the honor who's the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, to you, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Elect Smith, and to everyone in ADM ministry this morning. Father God, as we come to the throne once more, God, thanking you, God, for keeping us all through the week. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you this morning for breathing down on us, God. Another opportunity of life, God. And life itself, God, we say thank you, God. Thank you for that miracle, God. We realize, God, you didn't have to do it, but you just did. And so we just thank you, God. That's enough for God to say this morning. To allow us to begin to get up out of our beds and shake ourselves and begin to say just thank you and glorify your name this morning. So we say thank you most of all, God. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us shielding and protecting us, God, all through the night and up to this point, God. You didn't have anyone break in. Come in with a guard and we'll shake up, and yet still you kept us safe, God. So we thank you, Lord, this morning, and we'll shake God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. Hey, glory be to God this morning. Somebody, I'll just be saying, God, I thank you. I thank you for keeping me high. Down through the years, you've been good to me. Like nobody else, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, of Oboche. Even when I was in this hospital, of Oboche, laying on my deathbed, yet still you arise me once more, God. Because I realized, God, of Oboche, God, we have work to do for you, God. This morning, God, we lift up our babies once again. We can't forget about them, God. Continue to shield and protect them, God. Send forth your angel, the Moshe, God, to go before them, keep them safe in the going and the coming in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up our elder ones, God, spirit and natural, Lord. We pray, God, that you continue to keep them safe and sound, God, and our spiritual mothers, God. Let us continue to pour out into the youth, God, and the Moshe, just pour out the truth, God, the Moshe, upon them. Teach them and lead them, Lord Moshe, the way that they need to go out. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for pouring out your love into us, God, that we can love one another as you have loved us, God. So we say thank you this morning, God. We ask you, God, to go into the hospital, wash the house, God. in the name of Jesus God. In no Boshe, even your virtue, out of Boshe, shall heal in the name of Jesus God. You said in your word, God, and we're still standing on it like never before. We know we are already here, God of Boshe, because you said by your stripes, we are here. So we stand on it, Boshe, God. We receive it, Boshe, God, and stand like never before, God. We thank you this morning, God, for what you're doing, God. We thank you how you're turning every situation around, God. We see you, God, working miracles right now, Adam. Making ways out of no way, son of oh God. And no, no, Boshe, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up our spouse, son of Boshe, once more to you, God. We say thank you for them, God. We thank you, God, for continuing to heal in their bodies, God, son of Boshe, God. Because we realize, God, you get greatness, son of Boshe, down on the inside of our spouse, God. That's going to rise like never before. A new initiative, God, son of Boshe, is coming forward in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for being a mind regulator for us, God. That heart picture, God, continue to show our heart and our minds, God, that our minds can stay on you, God, of Boshe, God. And our eyes are staying focused no matter what come our ways, God. Let us continue to stay up in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God, of Boshe, God, for the teaching, God, of Boshe, and the wisdom and the understanding, God, and the knowledge, God, of Boshe, God, that you are pouring, have been pouring out for the last 2 weeks, God, of Boshe, God. We thank you today, God. So I ask you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, continue, Lord, to open our spirit, God, of Boshe, God. And when you speak, God, Lord, we can receive your word and take it like never before, God. We thank you today, God. Everything we need to be done on the inside, God, we thank you for doing it. In the name of Jesus, God, oh, glorify your name, God. We lift up the high rise, God, of Boshe, God. Continue to shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. Hey, glory be to God this morning, Alabama Sunday. Somebody ought to be saying just thank you, Lord. If you don't have nothing but thank you in your heart, that's good enough for God. He comes to the bullshit, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God. Somebody, I know the bull heart, ought to be sitting down right now just thanking the goodness of Jesus. He called the bullshit, God. Oh, he's been good to you too, just like he's been good to me, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you for working a miracle for me this week, God, of Boshe, God. I tell you, God, of Boshe, sometimes you hear people say miracles, what God have to you, until you experience yourself. Hey, glory to God. You have catched it in the book, God. You have catched it in you, Lord. God have not forgotten about you, he called about God. He loved you just like he loved me. All you got to do this morning, just raise your hand in the name of Jesus, God. Somebody this morning, God, don't even know how they're going to make it the rest of the week. Somebody today, God, don't know how, want and wonder how can they pay the rent out of my Seco. Light bill too hot. Hey, glory to God, but I tell you today, just continue to call on the name of Jesus with a sincere heart. Seco bullshit. He's the one that'll make a way out of no way for you. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord of bullshit, God. We lift up every single mother that it is, God. Continue to make a way for her to take care of babies, he called about Sunday. In the name of Jesus, God, when she don't see no way out, let her know, Huddle Boshe, that you dealt with her. In the name of Jesus, God, this morning, oh, how we thank you, Lord. My soul is rejoicing, he called about God. I thank you for keeping me, God, of the Bohunde, hey. It's like you have in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I thank you for keeping my mind saved on you, he called about shake out. Even when I come for this push out, my flesh may tell me how to send that, that I can't have, but our spirit tell me I can, little boy shake. No more, I think I can't, but I can in the name of Jesus, God. I realize I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, for the God this morning, God, that you continue to let us walk, God, walk like strong soldiers in you, God. I pray this morning, God, of the bullshit, God, that we don't get weary and well doing. I pray this morning, God, that we don't throw in the towel, God, that we can keep marching on, God, and remembering your prayer. Promise you, out of our Sunday head, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for constantly keeping us covered, God. Hey, the Boshe, God. thank you this morning. Hide a bullshit hat for men to the bullshit cop that's willing and walking you, God. A man that had her own heart and come to the bullshit in you, God. A man to the bullshit hat that pour out like never before, God. I pray, God, this morning that you strengthen him in the name of Jesus. Hide a bullshit hat. Continue to shield and protect him in the name of Jesus. And it's going and it's coming, God. Hide a little God. We thank you, God. And God, I pray, God, everywhere that I'll be spread, it won't be the same no more. It'll be a change in my Sunday in the neighborhood. It'll be change. Go to my Sunday night. Even when we go to the light coming, it'll be a change. Go everywhere our feet were thread this morning, God. We thank you, God. We can't help but to glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And everything that we need to be in the God, we know that you're doing it right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, out of all shit, God. We glorify your name, God. Out of all shit, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray. We give a shout-out to Pastor Smith, Hutt of O'Shea, and Elect Barbara Smith this morning, God. Continue to do what you're doing on the inside of them, God. Hutt of O'Shea, God, we thank you for how you're healing them, huh? Recovering them in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning. Huh? We magnify your name, God. These things we ask this morning in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name, God. Just have your way.
In Jesus' name, we're going to give God a praise, and we're going to magnify his holy name. Not only that, he done kept our children going back and forth to school, grandkids, grandchildren for some. But
yes,
thank God for what he is doing, and we bless his holy name. Amen. And we give God the glory that he loves us so much that he's willing to pour different things inside of us, revive different things inside of us, but we can keep on living in the kingdom of God. And I just give God the honor, and I bless him so much because it's valuable of what he is doing. And my God, we thank God for him so much. Listen, saints of God, I want you to celebrate with me as we wish one of my spiritual sons, my God, Dartarius Harris, amen, a happy birthday on today, amen. This is our birthday. He is our minister and minister leader elect in the praise and the worship, amen. And we thank God for him, and we just bless God that God continues to give him many, many more. And he haven't seen anything yet. And we thank God for what God is doing in that young man's life. And I thank God for you all once again. My God, it's a blessing. Can you believe we already here on Friday? My goodness, what happened to the week? Where the week gone? My God, when you begin to commune into the things of God and you begin to commune in God, my God, time just goes by. It just passed. As I was saying earlier, I want to open up the lines, and I'm definitely going to open them up on a conference line. So conference line, get ready. Those that is on the conference line, I want to open up the line. I want to have an open discussion, because one thing about learning, you know, you're going to be able to learn off of repetition. Regardless of, you never get the information right then and there once it's put out. You have to go back. You have to go back and learn. You got to go back and look at it. You got to go back and dissect it. It's repetition. And you want to make sure when you get information, you want to get information past. You want to get it past your natural mind and get it into your spirit. And one of the ways to get it into your spirit, man, is also it's repetition. You got to get it in there to where it's in you. And once it's in you, it could be able to flow where? Out of you. You might not use the information right away, but one thing about information, when God gives you divine information, you begin to learn different things in your spirit where it begins to, my God, get itself trapped into your spirit. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of water. It's just going to be a flow. It doesn't matter what situation you get in, it'll flow out of you. It'll just flow out of you. My God, things will just begin to flow out of you. You begin to flow in different things. Amen? So we want to begin to flow in the Holy Ghost and flow into the things of God. Man, I truly believe that many of you going to be, you already operating into different realms and different places that is in the spirit. And I know that many of you are going to be successful. some things that you probably could not do 2 or 3 years ago or break away from, it's happening now. You probably did not see yourself, my God, transitioning from one place or having your own or attaining this. It is happening when? Now. And guess what? These are the things that God rewarded to you. These are things are rewarded to you. It is called your benefits. I know many of us, we're going to just go over that a little bit to this morning. Amen? Amen. And I don't want the body of Christ continue to get excited about different things that is owed to you. It's good to show good expressions. It's good to show good expressions. God, we thank you. But understand that it's due to you. It's due to you. It should be one of the things that five principles that we was learning. It should be a way of life for you, a way of life. It's a way of life, serving God, serving in the kingdom, lining up with his, lining up with the principles, lining up with God. It's a way of life to be blessed. It's a way of life to walk in a blessing. It's a way of life to see things work out for the work out for his good. It's a way of life. And I declare and I decree that many of you, you're going to begin to live in the way of life of the Lord as he designed it. Amen. You are not, I'm about to the point into my life, and I just noticed something on the other day. I just noticed I'm about to the point in my life and about to the point in the spirit realm of God to where I cannot comprehend frustration. I'm getting to the point to where I don't comprehend frustration. And the reason why, when you're in order with God and you are doing things according to God's divine will and to his divine alignment, he's going to make sure you are not going to fail. And once you really understand that I can't fail, I can't fail. That's why I'm in God. You know, what happened is we get stuck on the areas where we are working in. We want that to be so successful. We want that to work out right. Really, that's the thing about that is, if do God, that's the area where God wants us to be successful. You know, we got to be successful in God. And God has got many rooms, many chambers, many areas. Amen? You might be faithful over here, but God said, well, okay, over here it's not working anymore. I need to move you over here. Guess what? You still moving. You still successful. Everything is still going to work out. That's why it's very important that you continue, you begin to be faithful, continue to be faithful, finish, start, don't start something and don't finish it. You want to start and finish. That way when God begins to look upon you, say, listen, I need to bring you here. I can bring you over here. I can trust you. You don't want to be received over here. That's fine. I got a place where you can be received. Okay, you don't want to, this here is not working. That's fine. I got a place over here where it's going to work. Amen. Because you want to make sure you're successful in doing the things into Lord, into God, man. When you in God, you better believe everything works out, my God. Everything works out. Everything going to be okay. Amen. So let's go into it. I'm going to open up, my God, the lines on the comfort end, and we're going to open up the lines and. And if you got the answer or you want to discuss, I want you to go and you just call me out. Just say, Pastor, those that is on the radio line, I want you to begin to press 1. Amen. I want you to press 1. Let's have a discussion. And by you having a discussion, you got to understand many of those are listening. Amen. And it keep them, it help them to, because we want to make sure we get this in our spirits. We want to get this in our spirit. And I'm going to show you how very important it is once you get it in your spirit. You get it in you. Amen. You know how we feel as though we don't been delivered for something, or say for instance a relationship, we say we don't forgive the partner, we don't forgave them, and different things like that. But when something happened, it comes up again and we're looking like, oh, I thought you don't forgave me. I thought we don't moved on for that. What happened, your natural mind, you forgave them. But in your spirit, my God, it's still there. It don't took a place in your spirit. It don't went into your spirit. So we can forgive somebody naturally, but you can still have an issue with them spiritually. Amen. I gave a scripture on that on yesterday. Amen. So we got to make sure our spiritual is clear too. Our spiritual part of us is clean, is dealt with. Amen. That way we can hold up pure hands. Amen. Pure hands. And when God begins to talk about confession, we talk about confession for our repentance. We talk about repentance from the Spirit. We talk about repentance from the Spirit. Because even in the book of Romans, it tells us, especially dealing with this natural man, for we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. We repent. But we repent from where? The Spirit. We don't take the word repentance and the act of repentance as something that, you know, it's just something that we do just in good standards with God. But it's not true repentance. True repentance is going to come also from the Spirit. And also it's going to cause you to turn. Amen. You can't help but to turn, especially when you come into the yielding in the Spirit realm. Amen. So let's go back to the beginning of some of our discussion. Somebody, if you're on the conference line, you can take your phone off of mute. You're on the line, you press 1. Somebody give me can you discuss to me about darkness? When you hear the word darkness or you are in darkness, from the kingdom principle, what is darkness? What is darkness? Somebody, what is darkness? Amen. Don't be shy. We don't want to deal with that alabolical, amen, fear. We want to get out of that. So let's begin to conquer these impulses, how the enemy don't wire some of our minds. And we be like, I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to say nothing. No, you could come in and say something. Amen. I see a couple of callers on press 1. If you're on the conference line, you could come on in and you could just say, Pastor, you could get my attention. There's nothing you could press 1 on. Just say, Pastor, and you could get my attention. I call you out. Amen? Amen. So let's go to caller. God bless you, caller. 6993, God bless you. Darkness. When you hear the word darkness, somebody is in darkness. What is that considered of from the principles of the kingdom? God bless you.
It's considered a diabolical spirit. Belonging to are so evil as to recall the devil. When you're just when the evil spirits are just around it, so you know we always sit and say devil, but it's actually spirit, diabolical. It's just so evil when different things go on in your life.
Amen. Diabolical. Amen. Amen. That's a word that God bless you. And that's where anybody else want to jump in on darkness? Darkness. Anybody else want to jump in? Conference line. If you could come on in anytime, jump on in. When you hear the word darkness, somebody is in darkness. Darkness. Amen. 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 Yes, when you're in darkness, you are in a place to where the enemy can have control over you. You're in the darkness, okay? And when you're in the darkness, he's very can have control over you very easily. Why is very easily? Because darkness is represented in the kingdom and also scripture as if not knowing. Ignorance, amen. Ignorance. Other words, you don't know. You don't have enough information. You know, when you not have information or you're not knowing of something, you are in darkness, amen. You're not came into the light yet. You are in darkness, amen. And also in the book of Hosea 4:6, it talks about for my people are destroyed for what? Lacks of knowledge, this lack of knowledge. And also it talks about that in the book of Ephesians 1, first chapter 18 through the 23rd verse. It talks about as well darkness, amen. And also it talks about Ephesians 6:11-12. Amen. So when you're in darkness, you know, you're in a place to where you don't know. You rely on somebody else to help you see. You rely on somebody else to help you navigate. You rely on somebody else's information to help you to discover. Why? Because I don't know. I can't even tell you or discern if it's right or wrong. So if I cannot discern if it's right or wrong, if I cannot separate it from right or wrong, I'm in where? I'm in darkness. Things, that area that I need to know is I'm in darkness of, regardless if it's pertaining to finances, regardless if it's pertaining to your your health, regardless if it pertaining to spiritual things and spiritual knowledge, regardless whatever it pertaining to. If you don't have no information of it or correct information, you are in darkness. And this is how many of those in church and the setting get taken for granted for. Amen. And they get taken for granted for individuals that begin to come and manipulate them. And now everyone mad at different leaders. Mad at a leader. We're mad at different things. No, don't get mad at a leader. You know, because the Bible says we should study and show ourselves approved. We should begin to not rely on what they've given us, but we should take what they've given us and make sure that we dissect in the word correctly before we digest it. I have a thing that, listen, make sure you lay eyes on it. Once you lay eyes on it, then you do what? Dissect it. In other words, you begin to take it in. So darkness, a void of knowledge, void of information that is considered ignorance. In order for us to come out of darkness and come into the marvelous light, we have to come into the information. We have to come into understanding. We have to come into the knowledge of God. Amen. The knowledge of God. And once we come into that knowledge, once we come into that information, guess what? The enemy ain't going to be able to do too much or anything with you. Amen. Amen. We thank Minister Nita for that as well. Amen. Amen. This, I want to talk about, let's give some core principles. What is the five core principles of the way of living in the kingdom? Somebody can help me out on that one. What is the five, you got the kingdom of heaven, it's a way of what? The way of what? And we got to make sure we understand the ways, and we got to be able to live by it. Amen? It's the way of what? Somebody can help me out with that. If you're on the conference line, please jump on in. Amen. Take it off of mute, and you can jump on in. The kingdom of heaven is a way of what? Way of what? Do I got anybody on this one? Amen. It's a way of what? Kingdom of heaven is a way of life. It's a way of life. We got to make sure we live. We live it, my God. And on Saturday last week, I gave the core values. The core values is pretty much like how we have this natural Bible. It's like the spiritual Bible. That's your spiritual Bible. Amen. Your core values. Giving you a list of instructions that we should be operating, living by, and not being wary of. Amen. So you got your way of life. We understand the way of life. Amen. You got to be able to live. And that's what happened to a lot of us. It seems like when we came over to Christ, we don't even know how to live no more. Amen. Everything is all about, my God, I'm going through. I'm in a trial. I'm in a test. You know, everybody don't lost the joy. Don't lost the happiness. I talked about this, you know, that when we was in the world, we don't up under that shade tree. Some of you was drinkers. Some of you was with friends. You know, they come around. You know your life's going to be cut off tomorrow. You know, took some of that bill money and don't bought you something to drink. Amen. You just live. You weren't giving up. You weren't caring about anything. You're like, man, these people would get this money when I give them that money. You was living. Then when we done came over to Christ, it's almost like, oh, my goodness. You know, it's like it's a mess over here. You know, I got to be going through in order to get a blessing. I got to be coming out of the fire in order for God to take me up to the next level. It's like, my God, this is so harsh. Amen. You know, it's not so. It's not so. And that comes with philosophy. That comes when philosophy is in the wrong position and then making the articulation and execution wrong. You don't have to know. You know, I don't know about you. I don't have to keep going through something to just get a blessing. I gotta keep going through attack just to keep getting a blessing. Something is wrong with this. Why God cannot open up the windows of heaven and just pour me out a blessing that I don't got room enough to receive? Why is it we have to always go through attack, go through a trial? We got to go through something. We cannot live. Everybody, you know a saint of God. My God, you'll find a saint. You'll find a saint in a minute. All you got to do, go to a family function. The ones that got that serious look on their face when they're doing the electric slide. Oh, my goodness. You better, y'all already know. Amen. You know, oh, I can't do that no more. My goodness. You know, they over there drinking. We can't go over there and speak to them no more. You know, y'all over there sinning. Y'all about to stop that sin. You can't live no more. You know, Jesus showed us how to live. You know, even Zacchaeus, amen, these different individuals, the Pharisees. Can you all live? It's a way of life. This is kingdom them. You're making a joy. You, by you living in a joy life, somebody just want to say, girl, what are y'all doing? What you doing, girl? That's what I'm talking about. Now people don't even want to come to church. Like, oh, my goodness, because everybody crying over something. Everybody crying over their problem. Is any joy in the house? Now, Pastor, keep going. Please don't stop there. A mindset. Your mind is definitely going to constantly keep changing. I pull off those, and I begin to recalibrate my mind for individuals that have more capacity than I have. For individuals that where I'm going, and they already there in operation, or they already accomplished it, my mind is open. My mind is open to it. You have to have a renewing of your mind, and your mind has to be set in the right position if you're going to attain what you need to attain. If you're in a situation right now, and the way your mindset is, and if you're in a situation, you've been in it for years, and you're still thinking and doing the same thing, you're still hoping the same way, guess what? Your mindset needs to be changed. Your mindset needs to be changed if you're going to see a different result. Amen. And paradigm, you're constantly moving. Amen. You're not staying in one place. You're constantly moving, and that's what we need to have in God. A perception, amen. That's your vision. You know, we need to make sure we perceiving things the correct way. Set a principle. We should be living by the principle, and we should be seeing the principles working for us. Quality of life. I just don't want to have any kind of life. I want the quality of life. I want the best life. Now, then, and this is another thing that's been taken out of place. Quality of life don't have the necessary to do with a gold watch. Or silver around your neck. Quality of life has something to do with your happiness. It has something to do with your happiness. It don't have nothing to do with how much money you have. It's not about that. It's about your happiness. Are you living the best that you can live in on the level that you are on? What is your best? That's your quality of life. And many of you, you could enjoy the quality of life. It don't matter if you got to go to Salvation Army or Goodwill. For my international listeners, that's some of our thrift stores here here in the U.S. It doesn't matter. Go and find the best. You can look your best. You don't have to look all beat up and beat down. And no, you can look your best. And it don't take a whole bunch of money to go and look your best. Amen. It just takes a couple of dollars or a couple of something to finance you. And these days, they are blessing people. You can put together some things, my God, and you could go and move. Man, look your best. Quality. Let's stop giving God anything. And the reason why we in the church, we begin to give God anything because we're giving ourselves anything. We're giving ourselves anything. We are not giving ourselves the best. Amen. Come on, young ladies. We talking about we're single, we want a man, but I'm going to go to this store. You all jacked up. Express yourself. Love yourself. Show that yourself. You got it going on. You know, you got to work on this repetitions. Work on you taking care of yourself, fixing yourself up. You don't have to be no saint and just say, you know what, I ain't looking for nobody. I ain't caring about looking for nobody. I'm representing God. I'm representing my Lord and Savior. I'm representing somebody that I'm talking about how blessed I am walking around broke, busting, and disgusting. And it ain't about no money. It's just about how I'm carrying myself, quality of life. And when you begin to embrace the quality of life, you're going to begin to put in your best. Amen. Let's talk about some benefits. Somebody can help me with that one. Can you jump in real quick? Let's get in some little benefits. Amen. Anybody, benefits, somebody. My conference line, I know you got the answer. All you got to do, take it off of mute. Come on in. Amen. Benefits. Amen. They quiet. We got a line full on the conference line. Amen. Anabolical. Amen. Let's get out of this fear. Let's get out of this cat got my tongue. Or I just waiting on somebody. I don't want to jump in because I want everybody to think I got all the answers all the time. Come on, let's get out of that form of thinking, that form of wiring. Listen, healing, divine health, deliverance, prosperity. Amen. Prosperity. These are the benefits, honor, greatness, power, my God, direction, destiny, favor. These are your benefits. These are the benefits that, you know what, God gave me the power. Even Scripture said, I give you the power. I gave you the power. Amen. These are your benefits that is due to you. God wants greatness out of you. Greatness is the decision. If you decide to go in greatness, nobody cannot come and say, well, if you want greatness, I got it in my back pocket, I give it to you. Greatness comes from you. You know, success, it's your decision if you want to be successful. Nobody can come up to you and say, you know what, today I'm going to make you successful. No, we already give this illustration out so many times. You can give a rich man a dollar and give somebody that got a poverty mindset $1 million. Come back in a couple of months and see who got more money. The rich man going to have more money. Why? He understands how to invest. He understands the level of success. He knows what it takes. Amen? It's not about what you have. It's about what you have in you. It's not about that other stuff. Amen? The other stuff will come once you begin to operate what's in you. Amen? And nobody can give you that. You're going to have to be able to operate that empowerment. Nobody can give you empowerment. Empowerment comes from within. Amen? See, these are the things that comes within. Divine health. Regardless of how many times you go to the doctor, you could turn your health situation around right now. My God, you could do life prevention things. You could do different things to turn your own health around. Amen? A different thing. So this is your favor. You know, favor is already given to you. Favor is given. That's one of the things of being a son and daughter in the presence of God. His presence is already on you. When his presence is on you, favor is on you. Amen? You don't even have to ask for. I don't even have to pray for. Amen? Finances, prosperity. Not only prosperity, happy, peace, and joy. Nobody don't control my happiness. Nobody don't control your happiness, your peace, and joy. You control that. Nobody don't give you that. That's something of that is already due to you in the kingdom. You don't have to go and ask somebody, can I get some happiness today? I need to go to McDonald's. I need number 5 of peace. Make that a supersize because I got a long day. I need to supersize my peace. Nobody can give you that. That is due to you. You make the decision to receive or to walk into that. That's something that the kingdom already established. Finances. You don't have to pray to God for no money. My God, money is already here for you. Finances is already here for you. What's happening is we need more information to attain different things we want because it's different levels, it's different dimensions. Amen? You don't need to ask that. You need strategies. You need some ways. You probably need to pick up something in your hand and begin to sell it. Amen? My God, strategies to make money. Even these kids learn how to do that now. They get on the corner with their water. They're going to spend, my God, a case of water probably costs them $5. It's about 24 of them in a pack. They give them out on the streets for $1. They don't make $24. They subtract their money that they done spent for the water, $5. They're walking away about $19. They got $19 of profit in their pocket. And it's picking up on some water. You need strategy. We need to stop being lazy. We got to get up. We got to begin to go to work. We can't look at this thing, and that's how our wires are, that God is going to do it. Baby, faith without work is what? Yeah. You got to go to work. Amen? So we understand that these are the things that are already due to us. These are the things already given to us. Give us deliverance. Deliverance is something that is due to you right now. You don't have to wait on you go to church and let the pastor lay hands on you for deliverance. You can be delivered right now. You can be delivered in your house. You don't have to wait on no one to deliver you. You can be delivered right now. Amen. You come in realization with your life, with yourself, and understand that something needs to be change and understand your ways, you could come into deliverance right now. Amen. We already talked about success, prosperity, amen, healing and all that. Amen. It could be working for you right now. This is something that we talked about too. My God, core value is just like your spiritual Bible, your spiritual instructions that you really need to operate, to live by. Embracing biblical principle as the foundation for everything we do. Biblical principle, amen. So that's what? We need to know the Bible. We need to understand principles. We need to understand the promise of God. We need to understand that. So we definitely need at that point a reference of the Bible. Amen. We need to know that pursuing excellence and provide the highest quality of service. We understand that that was one in our five principal quality of life. We ain't going to be able to supply the quality of the highest service we could provide if we don't do it within ourselves. People got to learn how to invest into yourself. You got to learn how to make yourself happy. And this is what we don't happen in the church. We don't came into a place to where we don't learn how to make everything around us happy. We don't bless everybody else and all this kind of stuff here, but here come you walking miserable. When you can begin to bring the quality in your life because you don't invest it into your life and everybody seeing what your investment. If not, it's going to become out balanced. Amen. Enjoy life. Enjoy. Make sure you're giving yourself a high quality of service. There's nothing wrong with it. Get in the habit. Get in the habit of going out looking good. Where you going? Man, y'all going to go out? No, I'm just going to the store. You looking like that going to the store? Yep. You know what I mean? Because what? I'm representing God. It ain't about I'm trying to find a man. It ain't about I'm trying to find a woman. It's about I'm representing our God Almighty. And I'm tired of representing him all jacked up. And we serve this. It's like one day out of the week, we look so good. What's that day? Sunday. One day out of the week, we looking so good. What's that? Sunday. What happened to Monday? What happened to Tuesday? What happened to Wednesday? What happened to Thursday? What happened to Friday? What happened to Saturday? Amen. Why Sunday got to be the day or Saturday got to be your day? Depends on where you go at church. Amen. You can look excellent every day because you represent the kingdom, and this is required of us. I'm not here to represent the enemy. I'm representing God. Value people for their individuality because we know that each person are fairly, fearfully, and wonderfully made, and go, we value in people. Yeah, you're going to have some, you know, at the end of the day, we got to value people. These are the core principles. We got to value people. Amen. At the end of the day, it is what it is, but guess what? Yeah, they might be talking about you now. Yeah, they might be this now, but guess what? They're still a son or they're still a daughter of correction. Let your life shine. Let your life be who it is. Amen. We have to be accountable. That's another. Accountability. That's something that is so hard in the body of Christ. Accountability. It's like, how dare you to tell me about what you're doing? How dare you to open rebuke me? How dare you? You got to be accountable. You know, who is you to judge? Well, you don't took the scripture. You don't got the philosophy all jacked up because the moment you don't confess to be righteous, and the Bible don't told me righteous judges the righteous. So if you out of order, is I'm my brother's keeper, it's my job to say, brother, you're going the wrong way. You're wrong. And also the Bible say, open rebuking. Y'all about to hear me. So come on. Let's get out of these things of not being accountable. How dare you? My God Almighty. We have to understand accountability. And once we understand accountability, we'll stop being offended and we can begin to allow God to shape our life. It's accountability. Accountability is there to help you, and it's there to help you grow properly. And a lot of times we see in the body of Christ, we see a lot of dysfunctional individuals, dysfunctional operations, is because they did not want to be accountable to somebody. So they begin to grow on their own. You need somebody in the fivefold that is mature, that is capable of helping you to continue to grow in maturity, and they will hold you accountable. I got people in my life that hold me accountable. Amen? Because why? I need folks to hold me accountable because it keeps me upright. You never depend on yourself. Depend on that flesh. You never depend on it. Amen. You always have somebody accountable, and you, my God, you hold somebody else that is in your life accountable as well. We got to get out of this thing. I don't want to say nothing because every time I say something, they want to get mad. Well, get mad. Get mad. If you want to get mad, you get mad. But at the end of the day, I'm operating in my core values of the kingdom, and I'm operating in God, my God Almighty, because if you represent the kingdom wrong, because it done been representing wrong so many times, it done been representing, I'm going to say something. And that's what happened is we got to take some of this accountability on ourselves, you know, because things that happen, how many times you don't close the eyes and say, yeah, y'all just pray for them over there. Pray for them. You ain't going to say nothing. Oh, you know what? I ain't going to go over there. What do you mean you ain't going to go over there? You are not going to say anything? Amen. That's showing you where you are. You just allow my God, what Minister Nita just talked about earlier, a diabolical moment to happen in your life, because that's what the enemy wants us to do, to overlook. You to say nothing. He wants you to overlook, because the more you don't, if you don't say something about some, what somebody's doing, they'll keep going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper in. And here we go with our little church language behind the doors. I knew that going to happen. I seen that coming, baby. Well, you're so gifted. You seen that coming. Why did you say something? Amen. Then we wonder why individuals don't want to say nothing in our life. Well, they could have just said something. Well, when you had opportunity to say something to somebody else, did you took it? Amen. You reap what you sow. So we got to make sure accountability. Let's say something. Let's be accountable if somebody says something to us. Let's not get all uptight. Amen. Come on now. You're just holding your hands up one moment, and next minute you want to get drunk. If somebody comes and says, you know, who is you to judge me? You can't judge me. Oh, who are you to judge me? It ain't about judging you. It's about representing the kingdom, because it's about we don't need individuals that is looking up to you, feels though that's the correct way to go. You leading people to hell, even though the blood is on your hand, but I'm going to take accountability, because in my Father's house is men and mansion, and I want to gather everyone that I can in my Father's house. Accountability, peoples of God. Amen. Amen. Listen, I'm going to get ready to stop. My God, I didn't. It's a lot of information. Amen. And court volume, mature, mutual submission, maturity, spiritual, emotionally. My God, we got to understand that. I'm going to hit that a little bit. I'm going to get off the line. Maturity, spiritual, emotionally. Amen. Emotionally. We got to get mature. Amen. When I was a child, I acted as a child. What would come of age? People going to talk about you. They did that in school. You know, you get a third party when a friend, or you don't diss somebody because you already know they messy. They don't went to somebody else and don't talk about you. Look at them. Child, you better look. You better walk. I can't stand that individual. So they develop a clique. Still happening in the church today. You know, we got to get mature. Clique still happening. And most of the time, they clicking against the pastor. My God, if they can't click against the pastor, they'll click against somebody else in the church. Then go back and click against the pastor again. Click against the leader. Amen. Why? Because individuals don't want to mature. They don't want to grow up. Amen. Understand that folks are going to talk about you. Folks got to do something to say. That's where it goes right back to again at the five principles of in the kingdom, the way of life. That is part of the way of life. But guess what? My God, I don't have to allow anything to come in me, because at the end of the day, I got to keep staying focused on my benefits, because God is blessing me. You don't want to get into these diabolical, amen, attacks, amen. Don't want to get into it. Begin to go into an area that you're not going to get blessed for. You're just going to be wasting a lot of time and a lot of energy over folks that got an opinion about you and how they feel. You stay around them long enough, my God, that's something that me and my wife does. Everybody that comes into our life, we give everybody the benefit of the doubt. We regardless of what somebody said or what we heard, you know, because at the end of the day, folks could be so messy, you know, to where they just want to say, well, I don't like this. Well, it ain't about what you like. We ain't caring about that. You hang around with folks long enough, you'll understand why they're in the situation that they are in, regardless of who they are. All you got to do is hang around with them long enough, listen to their conversations long enough, listen to the way they talk, see the way they think long enough. You'll understand why an individual is. You don't need somebody secondhand, thirdhand, or fourthhand information. You stay around them long enough. And if you have not experienced it, you cannot go off of what somebody say. Guess what? God's going to uphold you. Uphold you. Amen. I'm going to share this with you. My son just got in trouble the other day. Sticking his nose into somebody else's business. And it was a fight of two kids trying to get rid of the fight and go on. Now, this issue don't have nothing to do with him. But because he stuck his nose in their fight, in their business, now he's getting disciplined, well, so as the two individuals that's in the fight. Why? What he did? He stuck his nose in the wrong business. He stuck his nose in other folks' business. That's what people do today. You know, we begin to stick our nose into different things. This is how gossip comes. This is how all this other stuff comes. My God, because at the end of the day, the body of Christ is like, we have to be a listening ear to everything and everybody. When can somebody can say, you know what, y'all are wrong. It's not none of my business, but y'all are wrong. Y'all need to stop it. When can we do that in the body of Christ? Somebody come, ooh, Jerry, you about to see that, you see that? You are wrong. So you about to stop it. I haven't experienced it. I haven't seen it. It haven't happened to me. This is not none of mine. You say that's yours. You need to go to the Lord. Y'all need to take that up with the Lord. At the end of the day, I got to keep walking. Stop allowing dirt to fulfill your mind, and you getting consequences and things happening in your life according to other people's issues. Other people's problems don't got nothing to do with you. Amen? Get out of it. People venting. People want to get mad. All this kind of stuff here. Get out of it. It's not to have anything to do with you, and you don't want that judgment. Amen. That's why they had to throw Jonah over the ship. Amen. Jonah finna get ready to call some people to die. Why? Because he had a problem. He had an issue. Him and God, my God, need to see some understanding. And just because, my God, he had some peoples in, brought some folks in, things began to happen until they got rid of the source. Amen. Let's begin to walk into the Spirit of God, and let's begin to walk into the light, not darkness, amen. And as we begin to walk into the light, light is understanding, fulfilling yourself with the information. That's why it's very important to understand the Bible, amen. It's one of the core valuables, one core value, amen. Biblical principles is one of the core valuables that we need to understand. And let's not be in darkness, because when you're in darkness, the enemy could take control. He could take advantage of you. Amen. If the enemy is keep coming into your life, do not use this wrong philosophy that is totally wrong, because you are anointed. I'm anointed. Oh, God got something ready for me. Come on, let's not do that. Amen. The enemy didn't come to Jesus that much, and he was anointed. God has thrown things from that. Somebody just took something and just twisted it all up and making articulation is totally wrong. Amen. The enemy keep coming in because maybe what we think is working in our fight is not working. We're not fighting him the correct way. The Bible says, resist him, he shall flee. Why resist him? Because we need to stay focused on kingdom. Why we need to stay focused on kingdom? Once we high and lifted up with the Lord in the spiritual place, in a spiritual position, everything becomes small. Everything is small. Ain't nothing big. Because our God, he is bigger. He is stronger. He is larger. And he allowing you to step up on that platform. For you could be bigger, stronger, and wiser. I declare and I decree that many of you, you're going to be seeing a shift change, a paradigm shift in your life. Your life is going to be very successful in finances, very successful in relation, very successful in motion, very successful in health. I decree and I declare you're going to experience your best days as peace, joy, and happiness. You're going to begin to experience happiness on a whole nother platform. I declare and I decree that all your days, all your time is going to be considered as peace, joy, and happiness. I declare and I decree in the name of Jesus, you're going to begin to experience happiness like you never experienced before, because you're going to begin to live the way of life, and also you're going to begin to live a quality of life. No longer again that you are not going to take in consideration who you are, who you represent, thing that source. You're going to make sure, you're going to step out, you're going to look your best, you're going to walk your best, you're going to talk your best, because you are representing the best in the game. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My goodness, you know how much information that is, and I know many of you like hitting on point. It brings it's turned on a light switch in you, and it's keep turning on that switch in you. I want you to keep going. I want you to keep pushing. Let's get into the kingdom of God. Let's enjoy our best life. And guess what? My God, by us living in the kingdom and doing what kingdom says, everything that try to operate around you that is not of God, it's going to expose itself, because how you can't give me something that I already have. Amen. My God, God's going to heal you. Absolutely. I already got it. I'm already walking into it. God's going to, you're going to be successful. Absolutely. I already got it. I'm already walking in it. God's going to prosper you. Absolutely. You need to come up with another word. You need to come up with another prophecy, because that's what I'm already walking in. It's already due to me. Amen. You're going to have greatness, man or woman of God. Absolutely. Because I don't put the greatness right out of me. You need to come up with something else. You're telling me something that I already know. Absolutely. Amen. I already got it. That's how we're supposed to be. And guess what? You'll find out individuals who they are. Because why? When you live in a word, you understand the word, you can be able to discern the word and discern the operation of the word. Amen? Amen. I thank God for you all. Hope you did something, gave you something that blessed you. It was a lot of information for time concern. We're wrapping it up. My God, I'm going to get ready to hear three days, for we could be a blessing to many of you. Amen? Amen. So, Monday, since it's Labor Day, I want you all to practice the principle of spending time with your family. Amen. We're going to allow our very own minister, Nita. She's going to come in on Tuesday. Amen. And we're going to allow her to do some ministering on Tuesday morning. Amen. But Mondays, please spend time with your family. Let's begin to have balance. Amen. I know many of you have been churching all week. We've been in the Word all week. Spend some time with your family. Spend some time with yourself. Enjoy life, the way of life. Amen. Enjoy it. Put on something on a barbecue grill or something. Go fishing somewhere. Amen. And enjoy life. God bless you all. We'll see you back Tuesday. For those that want to come and worship God with us, come on. Sunday morning, we're going to be there in the house worshiping the living God. Until then, our international listeners and those that is all around the world, hundreds and thousands of miles out, we'll see you Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. God bless each and every one of you.